I'm joined by Sarah Martin in the studio with the headlines. Sarah, what's the latest with coronavirus?
Well, Annie, in the past 24 hours, the confirmed case count around the world has risen 93,000 to reach a total of 4.81 million, with over 323,000 deaths worldwide. In Australia, the increase is continuing to slow, with just 8 new cases reported, taking the total to 7,069, and the death toll has risen to 100.
And the states have announced further investments?
That's right. The Queensland Economic Recovery Strategy focuses on infrastructure and small business, with $400 million for roadworks, $200 million for council and local jobs, and $100 million for small business adaptation grants. There's also money targeted at science, tourism, renewable hydrogen, and more. Tasmania is handing out targeted supports of up to $2,000 or 4 weeks' rent for all tenants, including temporary visa holders, through COVID-19 Rent Relief Fund. Victoria's focused on helping universities to conduct new research, create more jobs and commercialise intellectual property through a $350 million Higher Education State Investment Fund. South Australia has injected $1 million into the local music industry with grants on offer for musicians, organisations and venues, as well as a $500,000 program to help exporters in the state go online as part of a new e-commerce accelerator program. NSA and NT are both rolling out hygiene training support for businesses.
And what about those of us who'd like to go to the gym?
Well, as we've seen all along, things are different depending on where you live. In the NT, you're allowed to go to the gym, but you've got to limit it to 2 hours. Western Australia has opened gyms for up to 20 people in fitness classes, as long as there's no shared equipment. Tassie, the ACT and Queensland are allowing outdoor gyms or boot camps for up to 10 people, and South Australia has the same limit for outdoor non-contact sports, which is seeing sporting clubs tentatively rescheduling training sessions. New South Wales says you can use outdoor equipment with caution, but in Victoria it's still a no-go. But as we've seen through the past weeks, national parks, forests, outdoor recreation areas are experiencing a huge influx of visitors who have rediscovered the great outdoors. And with states slowly relaxing restrictions on camping and other activities, we can anticipate this will continue to be the case.
And Cyclone Amphan is ramping up on the subcontinent.
That's right. 500,000 people in India and Bangladesh have evacuated as they brace for the cyclone to hit. It's the most powerful storm in the region in a decade and is expected to make landfall today, with fears it will cause heavy damage to homes, roads, power and crops. Authorities say that saving lives will be complicated because of the coronavirus pandemic and concerns that the potential for less social distancing may cause a surge in infections.
As if they hadn't had enough to worry about. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Annie.